The 3D printer is one of those pieces of technology that seems downright Jetsonian. Get on the internet, download a schematic for an object, and using a 3D printer, you can print out the object itself. People have printed in plastic objects as varied as clocks, prosthetics, and bikinis. If Cody Wilson has his way, soon they'll be printing guns as well. Wilson is a law student at the University of Texas, Austin, and the head of Defense Distributed, an open source group working on a schematic for a plastic pistol, not a toy, that would be available to anyone. Wilson says he's not worried that his plastic guns will be that attractive to criminals, since, he says, they currently have easy access to much more dangerous weapons, like the semi-automatic AR-15 assault rifle or the semi-automatic Tech-9 pistol.
Criminals and gangs already have access to the most lethal weapons out there, the military-grade weapons. I'm not concerned about this flimsy technology anytime soon, you know, opening some new era of open violence on the streets or anything. It's just not there. I am optimistic that really 3D manufacturing is here to stay. A great number of terrible things would be possible in this future, but also a great number of extraordinary things.
To take the question to the extreme, if you can do in your home using technology the kinds of things for which there is no legitimate consumer use, let's just say weapons-grade anthrax, you nonetheless have no objection to it?
I think a civil libertarian would say, why criminalize the possession of something or the creation of something in itself? It isn't that weapons-grade anthrax is evil in and of itself. It's what you could do with that weapons-grade anthrax. And so the educated civil libertarian would say you could only punish the use of that anthrax for criminal purposes, not its creation or possession. You know, and you use the word legitimate. Legitimate's a scary word. Legitimate to whom? Who makes the rules of legitimacy?
That's a fetching argument, but I wouldn't present it to somebody who has lost a loved one to a burglarized gun. The very existence of dangerous things is in and of itself dangerous, is it not?
I'm not sure that you can say there are quote-unquote dangerous things. I don't know. It seems to me a gun is a very safe thing. Very low rates of failure, designed to do what they're intended to do, you know. I think we're dancing around things that are more emotional in nature than anything else. And I'd know. I would never walk up to some victim or some family member of someone slain by a gun and say, well, you know, better that we have these rights. But at the same time, we all recognize the respect of civil liberties, even though we must suffer some social cost. And gun rights are no exception to this.
Do you not run a very high risk of seeing them distributed in exactly the place where you, as a citizen, do not wish to see them?
Yeah, I think you run that risk. I mean, liberty is risky, right? But let's take your extreme case. Let's imagine a future where I can immediately print out a Tech-9 unserialized and it works like a charm. Yes, you risk some very scary things happening. But I don't know. I just do not see the argument that this is something that must be stopped. And in fact, how could you stop it?
A lot of people in discussing distributed weapons will immediately go to the terrorism possibility, right? That terrorists get a hold of this capacity and start smuggling plastic guns onto airplanes with God knows what consequences. It's not a difficult scenario to envision. But you can one-up that scenario. Tell me about your Islamic banking project.
Well, right now, I'm studying just the principles of retail Islamic banking. You know, there's a rich history there, a multi-century history of not charging interest. How could we use the principles of virtual communities online, like reputation and these other things, to enable pseudonymous or anonymous parties to engage in commerce with each other and borrow and lend interest-free bitcoins in a way that would be sustainable? Basically, Bitcoin banking, right? A people's bank of Bitcoin, but it's interest-free. It's designed to compete with the financial capitalists.
If this were to come to pass, it would arguably be an enabler on a grand scale for financing terrorism.
Right. It's just like the gun argument. Well, you're allowing terrorists to print guns. Well, yes, but you're also allowing people the disintermediated possibility of manufacturing things for themselves and planning their own futures and doing what they will. There are potentially bad consequences to something like this. But again, are we going to say, well, because this right can be abused, we should take it away? No, I think no one's a consequentialist when it comes to things like the First Amendment, you know, the Fourth Amendment, the Ninth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment. You know, so why is the Second Amendment an exception? We all believe in, I think, better 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man be punished. But we must honor certain liberties and allow certain bad things to happen in the interest of protecting the innocent and respecting and honoring civil liberties.
You know how Jim Fix, the runner and cardiovascular guru,
died of a heart attack, and the owner of Segway segwayed himself right over a cliff. Do you worry about the irony of the universe leading you to be shot by a plastic gun?
I don't worry about it, but I think it's a strong possibility. Nick Bilton at the New York Times asked me the very same thing. Aren't you worried that someone's going to, you know, print one of these out and shoot you to make some point? Well, yeah, it's probably going to happen, right? But it'll be some progressive, some frustrated progressive who thinks that I ruined the world by, you know, disabling his nanny state. So, well, fine. Perhaps I have to suffer a death, but it only makes their cause look more futile.
Well, I'm just saying that I was at the movies the whole evening, and that's my story, and I'm sticking with it. Cody, thank you very, very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Cody Wilson is the founder of Defense Distributed, creator of the Wiki Weapons Project. That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Jamie York, Alex Goldman, PJ Vogt, Sara Abdurrahman, Chris Neary, and Julia Barton, with more help from Lita Martinez and Ariel Stuhlberg. And the show was edited by Brooke. Our technical director is Jennifer Munson. Our engineer this week was Ken Feldman.
Katya Rogers is our senior producer. Ellen Horn is WNYC's senior director of national programs. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. You can listen to the program and find transcripts and read our fabulous blog at onthemedia.org. You can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. And you can email us at onthemedia@wnyc.org. On the Media is produced by WNYC and distributed by NPR. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
Support for On the Media comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Jane Marcher Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio. This is NPR.